Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us today. Unfortunately, he doesn't have his guitar with him. It's Dennis Staples, former mayor of the town of Smiths Falls, noted Rotarian, and of course, an annual contributor to the Lake 88 Christmas Kitchen Party. Dennis, welcome back to our airwaves.
Thank you, Bob.
It is it's great to have you here. And, you know, I mentioned the kitchen party because that's what you're here to talk about. There is a very special event that is coming up in May. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's going to be another kitchen party for the folks of Lanark County and Smiths Falls and area, hosted by the Smiths Falls Rotary Club on Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. at the Perth and District Collegiate Auditorium.
And it's called Welcome to the Rock. Now, I mean, that could mean any number of things, but it's one rock in particular, isn't it?
It's a very important rock called Newfoundland. And I think a lot of people have heard the information about the play Come From Away. A few years ago, our Rotarian president, Stuart Blair, and his wife, Donna, were in Newfoundland and met a couple of the folks that the characters in the play are based on. And as they continued to chat, they said, would you be interested in coming to Smiths Falls sometime and telling the story about the events of 9/11, where the folks of Gander looked after close to 7,000 people who had to land there for about a week's time, and the 38 planes that landed there. So that's what it's all about. So it's going to be an evening of fun, stories, music, and just a large kitchen party that the people will enjoy in this area.
Now, for anyone who might be having a little bit of deja vu, we had this conversation in probably March of 2020. There were plans to do this back then, but then, of course, the pandemic derailed everything. So, yes, we have talked about this before, but this is an event that's been now a few years in the making.
Yep, about 3 years, Bob. And at that time, when we planned to do it in Smiths Falls at the Gallipo Center, within the course of about 4 weeks, we had sold it out, sold close to 800 seats out. And something we wanted to try and do again when the situation presented itself. That's why we're doing it now. And we weren't able to get the auditorium at the Gallipo Center, but we're very happy that at Perth and District Collegiate Institute, they're allowing us to use their auditorium on May the 3rd.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the lineup. What you mentioned stories, you mentioned music. Who's going to be there and what will they be doing?
We have at least half a dozen people from Gander coming. Brian Mosier, who's a TV broadcaster, one of the characters in the play is based on him. Officer Oz Fudge, one of the characters in the play is based on him, and apparently he's quite a character. Beulah Cooper, who's a resident volunteer. We actually met Beulah in Smiths Falls last fall. She has a daughter living in Belleville, and she attended one of our meetings and told us about the events they went through at that time. And we have another lady, Bonnie Harris, who's with the SPCA in the Gander area. And one of the things that people probably don't realize is that when the 38 planes landed, the passengers were not able to take their luggage off. A number of them had pets that could not leave the plane. So Bonnie has quite a story to tell, whereby a number of volunteers plus Bonnie went actually onto the planes and looked after the animals that were there, monkeys, cats, dogs, you name it. So it's a fascinating story. And as well, we have a couple of their top musicians from that area who play in a group called Anchors Away, who are going to provide some first-class music. And to top it all off, one of our local celebrities, so I think you might know or have worked with over the years, Gary Perrin, also known as Delmer McGregor, is going to be the MC that night. And we understand that Gary is actually from Gander, Newfoundland. So it's going to be a first-class night for people to enjoy and have a great time.
I think what you just did there too, in explaining that lineup and telling the story about the pets, you know, I'm someone who likes to think that I know quite a bit about what happened in Gander, Newfoundland. I'd never heard that about the pets. I never really considered that. So that's the type of thing that people are going to have. You're going to have discoveries. If you think you know what happened, as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. And it's going to be a fascinating story, very informative. And the folks in the audience would be able to interact with the folks on stage and provide comments, ask questions, etc. So I know Beulah left a book with us when she was here last fall. I've just finished reading it. And I won't go into too many details because I want to save it for that night, but there's some really interesting sidebar stories that occurred during that period of time that the passengers were cared for by the citizens of Gander and the surrounding community. So it's a fact. It makes me proud to be a Canadian and to show support for what these folks did in terms of that period of time.
Now, Dennis, I imagine too, like with any situation, this is something that is going to be, a collection of emotion. There's going to be some joy in these stories that are told, probably a little bit of sadness and, some relief, some caring for one another. All these different emotions rolled into what you're going to hear. So it's quite the versatile event, if you will.
It certainly will be, Bob. There'll be lots of stories, and as you said, lots of information that people are probably not aware of, but just a superb effort on the part of the citizens of Gander and the surrounding communities of doing what was required without any advance notice. You can imagine, let's say the town of Perth suddenly is engaged with the process of 7,000 people coming here unannounced. How do you care for them? Where do you house them? How do you feed them? A lot of people had language difficulties. I mean, they couldn't speak English language. And so just a whole host of issues that the folks of Gander and surrounding communities did a first-class job of attending to them and looking after their requirements for a period of about a week.
Yeah, and it really brings new light to the title, Come From Away. When you talk about those things like the language barriers and the whole fact that pets weren't allowed off of the planes and things like that. Now we know that this is it's a Rotary event and it has to be a fundraiser. We know that you do these things for the entertainment of the public, but also there's always a good cause when we're talking about the Rotary Club.
Absolutely. And the good cause here is that all the money that we raise that evening will be going back to the folks of Gander and the surrounding communities to look after their requirements, things that they might need that they don't already have. So we've already made that decision.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with today, Dennis, before I let you go?
Well, most importantly, Bob, I checked this morning. There's just over 100 tickets left, 600 seats in the auditorium. If you want a ticket, I would suggest you act soon. You can get your tickets from ticketplease.ca. You can go into their website, pick your seat, pay your amount, and the tickets are $35 each. So if you're interested in going, you better act soon to get your ticket.
Excellent. Dennis Staples, always a pleasure to have you on the air here on Lake 88. Next time you have to bring your guitar, though.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Dennis Staples from the Rotary Club. We've been talking about this incredible event coming up called Welcome to the Rock. Again, it's 7:30 p.m., May 3rd at Perth and District Collegiate. If you would like a ticket, as Dennis said, they're going quickly. So just go to ticketsplease.ca. That's where you can get your tickets. Okay. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.